So we were discussing about how the holy name is Vyamoha Prasham Aushadam. In the same manner it is said, Daityendratyaka Raushadam Tribhuvane Sanjeevanai Kaushadam. The holy name brings life to everyone in all the three worlds. All the living beings in this world are as good as dead. So one may be surprised, how can all living beings be called dead if they are running here and there, moving fastly, birds are flying, animals are running, and human beings are so busy in this world. But all these movements are all conducted by the three modes of material nature. Rajagun, Tamagun, Sattvagun. But the living entities are called simply dead. But in the spiritual world, even the so-called inanimate objects are always living and very conscious of Krishna. Like the Yamuna in the spiritual world is so conscious of Krishna. Many times she offers flowers at the lotus feet of Krishna. Similarly, the birds. What's happening? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare. Daityendratyaka Raushadam Tribhuvane Sanjeevanai Kaushadam. Ankulashekara says that the holy name is life-giving. In the spiritual world, all living entities are full of life. Even the so-called inanimate things like the rivers or the stones or even the sand particles. Because the sand particles are made of chintamani or touchstone. And even the rivers or even the trees which serve Krishna by sending breezes. So even they are very conscious that we are serving the Lord. Like you read in Krishna book, when Krishna Balaram entered the forest of Vrindavan, all the trees loaded with their fruits were bending down, offering their fruits at the feet of Krishna and Balaram for that pleasure. So we can know how in spiritual world everyone is so conscious and so much full of life. Whereas in material world, even the human beings are dead because their consciousness is as good as a stone. It is said light means sunlight. Similarly, consciousness means Krishna consciousness. Somebody may say, what about tube light or bulb light? But all the lights are able to have the potency to give light only because there is sun. Because all the light emitting objects derive their light giving ability only from the sun, originally. So in the same manner, when we say consciousness, consciousness means Krishna consciousness, no other consciousness. So if somebody says, I am conscious of Maya, I am conscious of this, conscious of that, that is considered as good as dead. The real life is only when one is conscious of Krishna. So that's why he is saying, Sanjeevanai Kaushadam, he is saying. That in all the three worlds, the recitation of the holy name awakens the sleeping souls and brings them back to remembrance of Krishna. It removes them from forgetfulness of Krishna and puts them in remembrance of Krishna. Just like the Sanjeevani medicine given to Lakshman brought him back to life. In the same manner, the holy name also acts like a Sanjeevani for us, all of us, who are practically dead to Krishna consciousness. So the spiritual master administers this medicine of the holy name and wakes up the sleeping souls. In that song, Bhaktivinoda Thakur sings, Jeeva Jago, Gaurachandra Bole. Yene shi aushadhi maya nashi barola agi harinama maha mantra lavo tumi magi. So he says, I have brought the harinama maha mantra, which is actually the medicine for waking you up. he's saying. So, we all can see, before one becomes Krishna conscious, one is almost dead. Or if not dead, somewhat in a hallucinatory condition, in a bewildered condition, wandering in this dangerous forest of material world, going here and there, seeking pleasures from the objects of senses, running here and there, almost semi-crazy in this world. As if haunted by a ghost, Bhagavatam says. As if haunted by a ghost of Maya. So it is only the spiritual master who, by the powerful potency of the holy name, by investing it in our life, he has woken us up. So it's like a Sanjeevani, the real Sanjeevani, in all the three words. Tribhuvane Sanjeevanai Kaushadam, he is saying. So if we want to completely come back to life, then we should pay attention to the holy name. Now that we have got the holy name, we have a chance to come back to life. But if we don't take the holy name seriously, then we will be holding the holy name, but we will be still in a semi-hallucinatory condition, as all the living entities are wandering in the world. Because only the holy name, if taken with full attention, it can completely wake up the living entity. Like today morning, Premiers were singing so beautifully, Mangalarti. It is so absorbing. It just goes into the ears and into the heart. It just shakes a sleeping person. So when one pays attention to the holy name can bring one to sanity. Just like a drunken person, you are seeing how he is walking. You know, his hands and legs and everything goes crazy. And he doesn't know where is he. Give him a slap. Pat! Then he comes to his senses. What is this? Who is? Then when he comes back to consciousness, he understands, who is he? Why was he lying in the road? All those things he understands. Similarly, holy name actually creates awakening in the heart of the conditioned soul by administering the Sanjeevani medicine. So holy name itself is the medicine. In so many places, holy name is called as a medicine. Even in Bhagavatam also. Yatagadam viryatamam upayuktam yadrichaya ajanatopi atmagudam kuruvan mantra udakhratah. It is said, even if one unknowingly chants the holy name, just like touching the fire causes burning sensation even to your child. Similarly, even one chants the holy name unknowingly, still the efficacy of the medicine will not be reduced. It will still act, he says. So that is our only hope, the promise given in Srimad Bhagavatam by the Vishnu Dutas, that many times we don't know the value of what we are holding in our heart given by the spiritual master. But still, if we keep on chanting, someday we will recognize the value of this great holy name, that is the Sarva Roga Rivarani, the immortal elixir. If drunk sincerely, can completely eradicate the vicious cycle of birth and death and place one at the lotus feet of Krishna in eternal devotional service. Harinam Prabhu ki.